Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Before I get to the lines, I want to further respond to the last caller about Foxconn. In a nutshell, here is what Walker did. Turned over some of the primest industrial land in the state of Wisconsin between O'Hare Airport and Mitchell Field near Lake Michigan in Racine County, and promised to give them over $4 billion to create 10,000 jobs at 53 grand a year. It was stupid from the beginning. They had a history of ditching out on things. They haven't done jack. They got $80 million from us in a settlement. They didn't pay us anything. And then they are blocking jobs in that prime area. They said no to Intel because they control the land now because Walker gave it to them. Intel is going to put in 1,000 jobs and make a real Silicon Valley there. They said no to Oshkosh, making electric post office, 1,000 jobs, electric postal vehicles. Intel went to Ohio, Oshkosh went to South Carolina. And the Republican Party, Voss and Johnson, the rest of them still praise Foxconn. They praise a Chinese company that has scammed us. That's the Republican Party. That's their donors. They'll sit on that land forever, demanding hundreds of millions or billions to turn that land back over. And a lot of people out there listening to this voted for some of the people that said that was a good idea. Well, you get what you vote for. You get what you vote for. We got scammed into paying a Chinese company an astronomical amount of money to take our prime industrial land and then let them block American companies who want to create 1,000 jobs from coming in. That's what you get with the Republican Party. And the Democratic response has not been strong enough. I advocated a lawsuit 5 years ago. Keep that in mind. Going to the lines. Mark of the Sack, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Well, maybe it's time just to turn about his fair play, just declare eminent domain over it and just confiscate it from Foxconn. It says, we'll see in court, and Attorney Bell shows up, we just throw his ass in a deep, dark hole someplace, and he can say, why aren't you thanking me, Mr. Foxconn? I mean, that this is, like you said, it's a con job from the it was a con job from the start, and that you're going to be a failure from the start. Not only prime industrial land, it was also prime agricultural land. I mean, there were successful farmers down there. Just declared a blight. I mean, that's what they did to these poor folks down there. So, oh, your home's a blight, so we got to confiscate it from you. No, to hell with that stuff. You just say, no, enough of this bull. And just confiscate it from them. I mean, that screw them. I mean,
right. The problem with eminent domain is you have to pay them fair market value, and they'll assert, why should we be paying them fair market value when they defrauded us by saying they'd create 10,000 jobs at 53 grand a year, and you still have Voss supporting them. Voss is still supporting them. Johnson is still supporting them. The Republican Party is still supporting them. Mount Pleasant, which has a Republican board, this is a town in Racine County, is still supporting them. They're still supporting them. They are taking a knife in the belly and saying, that feels good, why don't you drive it in harder? We've had crooked government under Walker, and we need a lot stronger government now doing something about this instead of giving them $80 million in a settlement, for Pete's sake. They are sitting on prime land. Mark, thanks a lot. Thanks for weighing in on that important topic. When I get back to Ukraine, President Zelensky was very explicit in the arms he needs and wants. And I'm going to give you the list. It's an interesting list. He says, I want artillery, 155 millimeter artillery, artillery shells, 152 millimeter shells, as many as possible, multiple launch rocket systems. You have a rocket launcher and it launches multiple missiles, not just one. He mentioned types of missiles, Grad, Smerch, Tornado, and M142, a couple of others. I'm not familiar with those. I was not in the Army and in artillery, so I have no idea. But if he wants to give it to him, armored vehicles, was armored personnel carriers, infantry fighting vehicles, tanks, as many as possible, T-72 or similar from the U.S. or Germany, air defense systems, including the S-300 and BUK missile systems, and aircraft. Get the planes to Zelensky, not just helicopters. This last go around, Biden sending them helicopters. That's great. Get him the aircraft, the MiGs, and the air defense systems. Right now, we've given them Stingers. Stingers go up 5,000 feet and they take out helicopters. They don't take out planes that are bombing food supplies, water supplies, kindergartens, and maternity hospitals. The S-300 goes up 20,000 feet. It can take those out. Patriot missiles go up a lot more than that. The claim is made that somehow we'd have to train them and it would take time. Well, then start training them. Get them to them. Shoot down every Rusky plane over Ukraine. And frankly, if we give them the MiGs, MiGs are Russian planes, the old Soviet planes, the old Warsaw Pact countries like Poland and Slovakia, Lithuania, the rest of them have MiGs because they were Warsaw Pact countries, Russian allies. And then, but their people chafed for freedom. And after the Berlin Wall came down, they came over to the West and now they're NATO, but we still have Russian weapons and the Ukrainians know how to use them. Get them the planes, get them the planes. People are being tortured by the Wagner Group. People are being tortured and captured by Islamic terrorists from Syria and from Chechnya. These are Europeans in a modern European country. Get them the planes, Joe, get them the planes. You will be stabbed in the back by Tucker Carlson, Kevin McCarthy. You will be stabbed in the back by Trump, Laura Ingraham, Josh Hawley, serpents on the right. You will be stabbed in the back by them. So what? Lincoln was stabbed in the back by more people than you're going to be stabbed in the back by. Believe it or not, George Washington was too. Believe it or not. And believe it or not, Franklin Roosevelt was initially, so the country unified in the Second World War. Get them these weapons. It is good that Biden just approved another $850 million in weapons, and some but not all of these. More artillery, Joe. 155 millimeter, more shells. A lot of them, as many as possible, 152 millimeter. They can just shell the bejesus out of these people. Multiple launch rocket systems. The Ruskies have them. Give them to Zelensky. Give them more armored vehicles and armored personnel carriers and infantry fighting vehicles and tanks, T-72s, from us or whatever Germany has. Air defense systems, including the S-300. And aircraft. And speaking of Germany, Germany has gone wobbly. Germany is starting to betray the effort in Ukraine. What do I mean by that? What do I mean by that? They are now saying publicly, that they are rethinking eventually stopping buying energy from Russia. Do you know that Russia is now getting $1 billion a day? There are 365 days in a year, $365 billion a year for oil and gas into Europe, and a lot of it going to Germany. That money is being used to wage this war. Putin will momentarily stop stealing the defense budget so that he can wage this thing with German money. One of Germany's prior presidents, Schrader, is still pro-Russian in one of their boards. They have a chancellor, Olaf Scholz, but they have a president who's more ceremonial. He's very pro-Russian. He wanted to come and visit Kyiv. Zelensky said, don't even bother. Don't even bother. In East Germany, there was a big demonstration, tens of thousands of people waving Russian flags. What's this all about? Well, because the Stasi, the Russian secret police, and the Soviets occupied Germany from East Germany from 1945 to about 1990. Angela Merkel grew up under that. A lot of these people grew up under that. They like authoritarianism. There's a very, very easy transition from the National Socialists prior to 1945 and the Russians, because they're two sides of the same coin. Germany invaded Russia, laid siege to Leningrad, and now Germany is afraid of Russia and doesn't want to trouble it by defending the Ukrainians. Germany went in and killed about 8 million Ukrainians in the Second World War, so it's not like they have a great track record of defending Ukrainians. It's a very sick situation. We've got to make clear to Germany, they're our ally, we are protecting them. You better come correct with some respect and do what you're told. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the back.